It's fair to say that I don't know a lot of things, and one of the things that I know the least about is money.
Yeah, you're terrible with that.
I am so bad at how do you make it? What do you do with it? Luckily, we have set up a service which allows you to help us get the resources we need to run the show without having to know about things like advertising and ROI and quarterly reports.
Oh, I just fell asleep listening to you.
I don't even know what money is. Hey, but like, listen, you get stuff out of it too, like bonus episodes, early episodes, and monthly patron hangouts. So if you want a little something and you want to help us be idiots professionally for a little bit longer, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Stick a pin in that, because we're not going there. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
They found a 1,500-year-old mummy in Mongolia.
So what?
No, that's
where
interesting.
That's where you would find them.
It is, because of the altitude.
Who cares?
On the mountains. This is a story that Robert Andrews sent us.
Found a red car on the road. It was going zoom. You should have seen it. You should have seen that shit, dog. It was crazy.
This is pretty cool, man.
I know. It was like it was like a convertible.
It went zoom.
It went zoom. You should have been there, dog.
Oh, I wish I had to see that.
I would have taken a picture. I should have thought. I wasn't thinking about it.
Well, the picture's not going to capture the zoom.
No.
Unless you weren't there. A lens that has what do they call
it? It's real early.
It has a zoom. This is an amazing find, right? They found this very intact Mongolian. It is a person from the Turkic tribe, I guess.
They found
Turkic.
A very intact Mongolian barbecue left over from that trend. 5 or 6 years ago.
Dude, Mongolian barbecue is still cool. It's still delicious.
You remember when they were everywhere, though?
They were everywhere.
Everybody was like, you gotta go to Mongolian barbecue.
Get one of those, you cook it yourself.
You get one of those bowls and you pick, you tell them what you want in the bowl.
Don't put as much as you want in
you
there.
Just keep putting the stuff in there and you can just keep going back and you get these bowls.
Oh, so good.
What was that?
That was a big thing.
Why was that a thing?
Hey
man, you had a bowl of meat? Yo, man, you ever try a bowl of meat?
I usually
have it on a plate, but yeah, sure. I guess you could put the meat and the vegetables in a bowl. I guess that's a thing.
I think I confused it with Korean barbecue a little bit.
Yo, you ever put that meat in a bowl? You put vegetables and meat in a bowl? Have you tried this stuff? It's sick.
What are you talking about? In a bowl?
Like in a fucking bowl, dog.
Nah, I don't put meat in a bowl. It goes on a plate.
You gotta try meat in a bowl.
What do they call it?
They call it Mongolian barbecue for reasons I don't understand.
The Mongolians were the first ones that figured out you could put meat in a bowl.
Mongolians, they were riding horses all the time.
Yeah.
And they're trying to hold their plates up.
It was messy. So messy.
Food's going everywhere. They're making yogurt in their saddlebags.
Have you ever
seen? They got food going everywhere on their plates. They poking themselves in the eyes.
And they got mustaches and beards, those Mongolians. It gets everywhere.
The sauce is getting everywhere. They said, fuck this shit. Genghis Khan said, fuck this shit. We're putting our meat in a bowl.
That's right. It's in a bowl now. And then 2,000 years later, we're enjoying it.
In a strip mall.
Thank you, Genghis Khan.
Thank you, Genghis Khan, you son of a bitch. You beautiful bastard.
Oh, my God. This is notable because of how intact the mummy is. In fact, there is a photo, and I shit you not. She's wearing shoes, and these shoes look like Adidas.
They do.
They look exactly like Adidas.
They do. Like, looking at it now, like, it's got, like, the three stripes.
She's like, my Adidas.
This is not even, like, knockoff Canal Street Adidas. This is, like, the real deal.
This was, Robert Andrews sent us this article with the headline, Mummy Wearing Adidas. And I was like, well, we gotta click on that.
What I love is that guy. Robert knows what's up. Robert knows the importance of that article.
Yeah.
Because nowhere in the article does it say check out the Adidas on this mummy.
Nowhere in the article. And which,
those
by the
people
way,
are fucking idiots.
Exactly. That is some bad journalism. If you don't have the gall to say
you
that she's
least,
wearing Adidas,
you at least mention like, yo, on the real though, like at the end, you know what I mean? Like give us all the information. But then at the end, be like, oh, this is the most preserved specimen that we've ever found in the Mongolian region. It's going to teach us a lot about the physiology of the Mongolian tribesmen and blah, blah. And at the end you go, and by the way, that mummy is straight up wearing Adidas though, right?
Yeah, like everybody just right noticed that, right?
Like you all saw that. if I was giving the lecture on this,
yeah,
like to all the other anthropologists, I'd be like, but yo, straight up.
Like, this is not no Nike mummy,
guys,
right? This is an Adidas
mummy.
You're
seeing this, right?
Look at this.
You guys are also standing ovation.
Yeah.
Everybody's clapping. All of my grant applications go through.
Exactly.
Because I found the cool Adidas mummy. I found the mummy that knows what's up with summer styles.
Also, this mummy had like a sweet tracksuit and like some chains. And
but it was one of those ironic trat suits that has a floral print on it. Like, this is a cool mummy.
It's a cool mummy.
This shit is cool.
They had to know on a certain level because
it is Pinterest level mummy.
This is the first picture in the article. They had to know on a certain level.
Yeah.
We gotta rope them in with the Adidas.
Sure.
And it's remarkable. They look like sneakers that the mummy is wearing. And the mummy's clothes are intact. All of the stuff it was buried with is intact. Check out this list of stuff that was in with the mummy. They found a saddle, a bridle, a
Eight
clay
pounds
vase.
Pounds of raw meat.
Almost.
A hot plate, a bowl, three different kinds of sauces, and you choose which one.
And a receipt from the food court. a clay vase, wooden bowl. It was a wooden bowl. Look at that.
Suck it.
Bowls, man. The
bowls,
Mongolians.
They know what's up.
A trough, an iron kettle, and the remains of an entire horse.
Wow. I wasn't part of these times. You know? Clearly.
Right.
I'm not a vampire that's been alive since the days of the Mongolian
hordes. At least no one
Mongolian
can prove
hordes.
That.
No one could ever prove that. How would you prove that? That's ridiculous.
Right.
Especially since I don't show up on cameras for no reason whatsoever.
No, that's neither here nor there. And also the fact that you never emerged during the daylight hours is not proof.
No, there is literally no documentation. So we can move on from that and we can never bring it up again. And you never have to, no one ever has to bring it up to me on social media that I'm possibly a 1,000-year-old mummy.
Right.
Nobody has to do that anymore.
That's a preposterous suggestion.
It's over, guys.
Right.
Let it go.
Just let it rest.
It's a non-issue.
Right. Don't make it come back from the dead at any point. Just let it rest.
No. It's phrasing. But,
yes,
like,
sorry.
Not that I would be sensitive to that.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't because that has no bearing on your personal story.
But even though I was not a part of these times, I still kind of miss some things about them as though I was. Like, I miss it. Like, I wish we still had, like, clearly we can still get meat and bowls, so we got the best.
Oh, yeah,
we got
did.
The best.
That persevered.
And also, clearly we know a lot about Mongolia. But also...
We do. We know so much about Mongolia. Like, their meatballs and other stuff.
And the fact that you can pick three different sauces.
Yeah. And other things.
Yeah.
And, like, Genghis Khan.
Yogurt in the saddlebag.
Oh, totally.
Like, we clearly know... And I don't even remember if that was Mongolian or not. But anyway, I like that back in the day, you used to be able to say, like, that's my horse.
Uh-huh.
When I die, kill that horse and bury that horse with me because that horse is coming with me.
Right. It doesn't matter if that is that horse's time or not.
No.
It's my time.
No, it is that horse's time because
horse
it's my time and that's my horse.
It's my horse. I'm going to ride that horse
in
the afterlife.
That is Pharaoh rules.
Pharaoh rules,
dude.
Yeah.
And we got to bring that back. When I die, I want somebody to kill my wife and dog, drain their blood, fill them with chemicals, wrap them in bandages, and put them next to me because they're coming with me because I love them.
Right. It's a thing of beauty and love.
Yeah.
It's Pharaoh rules.
When I die, Pharaoh rules, Pharaoh love, Pharaoh rules.
That's your wife didn't realize that you were marrying.
That was a
VH1
show.
Pharaoh life,
Pharaoh rules.
Yeah.
And it was on for 3 seasons.
Everybody,
and it was good. It was good.
It was good.
I just like, yeah, man, if you had a guy that made you really good grilled cheeses all day and you're the Pharaoh, you're like, come on, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're going, and I understand pharaohs are Egyptian, but this is what I put it together with.
Yeah, if he's your grilled cheese guy, you want those grilled cheeses in the afterlife. Yeah. You gotta keep eating those grilled cheeses.
Yeah, dude.
And you're the pharaoh, and it's pharaoh rules, and so he's coming with.
You're coming with.
Yeah.
The only way you're not coming with is if you make bad grilled cheeses, and then you die earlier than me.
Yeah, that's a lose-lose.
That's another pharaoh rule.
Your only hope as grilled cheese guy is that you maintain good grilled cheeses and some other nourishment so that the pharaoh lives a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to make those healthy grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
Those don't exist. That's the double-edged sword of being the grilled cheese guy for the pharaoh.
Right.
And also, they had grilled cheeses. We know as much about Egypt as we do about Mongolia.
Right.
That's
why, man, you go to the mall and they have all those Egyptian grilled cheese shops.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's common. You guys know this. Yeah. I'm sorry that we're talking down to you. Sometimes we forget that we have to respect that the audience is as intelligent as we are.
Yeah.
And that you already know that Egypt is mostly known for grilled cheese.
Right. You can go to Mongolian barbecue or Egyptian grill.
They're known for grilled cheeses and stargates.
Stargates.
Those are the two things, right?
Right. Yes.
It's the seven wonders of the world, and one of them is the Stargate at Giza.
The Egyptian Stargate.
Yeah. The Gizan Stargate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. No, like that's the thing. If I want to be buried with my car,
yeah.
If I want to be buried
that car of all of its fluids,
all of its blood, all of its transmission fluid,
right.
And gasoline.
Put it in there with
it's coming with me.
Yeah.
If I want to be buried with my Xbox, if I want to be buried with my like whatever.
What would you be buried with other than your wife and dog?
What do I want to be buried with?
Yeah.
Well, I want to be shot into space with nothing in no right. sort of protective canister.
Just body. Just
I just want my body.
Flailing and
yeah,
spinning.
I want my body thrown into space,
catapulted toward the heavens.
Yeah,
I got it. That's nice.
And if space junk tears me apart, or
that's
like
not exactly feral
friction,
rules.
Friction burns me up, or whatever. No, but I'm just saying. Technically, that's what I want.
Yeah.
But if I was to be buried, so I haven't really thought a lot about what I want to be buried with because I want to be launched into space.
I hear you.
Tell me what you want to be buried with so I have a jumping off point, because I've literally never thought about this.
I think I want to be buried with a VR headset so I have some VR in the afterlife. That'd be fun.
Technically, depending on what you believe.
Yeah.
The afterlife is sort of the ultimate VR.
Because
I saw this Robin Williams movie that was a documentary about heaven.
Uh-huh.
And you get to do whatever
Patch
you want.
Patch Adams?
It was the one where he's Peter Pan.
Uh-huh.
But
Aladdin.
But an adult.
Right.
And also he teaches kids English.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was about the afterlife. That's why it was called Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. That's the one. And he was like, I want my afterlife to look like paintings in Cuba Gooding Jr. Because who doesn't love paintings in Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Nobody doesn't love that.
And so, like, that's what he got in the afterlife. So, technically, the afterlife is the ultimate VR. So, I don't know if you need your helmet.
Maybe I don't need it.
But I respect that, and I'm not trying to... There are no wrong answers in brainstorming, and I'm sorry I cut you off. Go ahead.
I would be buried with a sweet sound system.
Sure.
Like a sweet, sweet sound system.
Yes.
And the complete works of Prince.
Mm-hmm.
I would be buried with... I would want like real super comfy bedding.
Sure.
You know? Definitely comfy bedding.
Yeah.
Evidently this mummy
like
also
one of those mattresses
pillow.
They always tell you about on podcasts.
Yeah.
Like one of those.
Yeah, yeah. One of those sweet mattresses. What else would I want to be buried with? I mean, my wife, of course, you know, because I'm not a monster.
No.
I mean, I love her so much.
And like, let's assume that you're not dying until after September. So we're going to have to kill your baby too.
Well, I think that out of love.
This is what, yes, of course. You die.
Right.
We are draining your wife and baby of all of their body fluids.
Uh-huh.
Replacing them with chemicals.
Right.
Wrapping them in bandages, which I don't even know if that's canon or if that's just something I think is canon. But then we will bury them with you.
Right.
Because of love.
Because of love.
Because of love.
What kind of asshole wouldn't want to be buried with his wife and child?
No. The worst person. The worst person. And that's how you can tell that all these pharaohs were good people.
Yes. They were.
Because everyone they cared about
was with them.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would just, it would be all my friends.
All your friends.
I would be literally everyone.
That's a big tomb.
Anybody I ever, and you know what?
It's more like a tomb party.
People I follow on Twitter who are good at Twitter, I would want them killed and drained of all their fluids and buried with me.
Yeah, like everybody that's ever tweeted at us.
Yeah. Like anybody that tweets at me, anybody that I tweet at,
yeah.
Anybody that I've ever had direct contact with.
That's good.
Yeah, because I want to,
Because you want to fill.
I like my life. You know what I mean?
You want to retain all of the joy.
I don't need much out of the afterlife. I just kind of want it to be like this because I'm very content. So I need everybody to die.
What if we just bury everything that you've ever come into contact with just to recreate as much of your life as possible?
What I need is for the entire Earth.
Yeah.
To just be submerged.
Into another larger Earth.
Into another larger Earth that is my tomb.
Right. And tomb Earth.
Perhaps we could use the Stargate to do this. I've never been to Egypt, and I've always wanted to see the Stargate up close.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful at night.
I would like to be buried with the Stargate so I can go wherever I want in the afterlife.
Well, we'll just have a smaller Stargate to bury
inside. A personal pan Stargate?
Yeah, there you go. Check out the other stuff that they found in this tomb. Pillows, a sheep's head, a felt travel bag in which they were placed a whole back of a sheep.
For his iPad, too. You get the felt-lined one.
so it doesn't scratch. Yeah, you got to do that, especially when you're carrying around the whole back of a sheep.
Yeah, you don't want that sheep to get scratched.
You don't want to get that back sheep.
Hey, is this bag felt?
Goat bones. And a small leather bag for the cup.
You're going to need goat bones to tell what's going to happen in the next few days.
You do need the goat bones. Mm-hmm. Those are very essential. Sheep head. Yeah. It's pretty sweet. The amazing thing is how all of this stuff is intact.
Animal bones, sort of the Google Reader of the ancient times. You like throw them down with some blood and you're like, oh, that's news.
Yeah, you go like, I need to find my way home. Let's look at the goat bones.
Yeah.
And see the turn by turn navigation.
Hey, goat bones.
Yeah.
You go.
Rattle, rattle.
Hey, Siri. Siri was the name of my goat. She was a wonderful goat. Yeah. She's dead now.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri. How do I get home from here? And you throw her
rattle,
bones.
Rattle, rattle.
Yeah.
And it lands on, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah. It lands on a snarky goat answer, which is funny, but not useful. It's really more of a novelty than anything else.
So we haven't really come that far.
Siri, which way to the nearest Mongolian barbecue?
Well, you're in luck. The Mongolian barbecue is all around you.
Because we are in Mongolia.
Mongolia is right here, jackass.
What a magical time to be alive. All of the meatballs I could ever want. Goat bones that tell me the future.
You know what sucks?
Surely this is the most accurate portrayal of Mongolia ever.
You know what sucks though? I really have a hankering for Egyptian grill.
Yeah, like I could go for like a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
After a certain amount of, you know, beef bowls, I get a little, I get a little hankering for some cheese.
Like a nice four cheese Egyptian style grilled cheese.
Yeah, like full on Egyptian style with like all the herbs de Egypt on it.
And I'm sure that Egypt does have the equivalent of a grilled cheese. And we're going to get like something. Yeah. We're going to get some shit about it. But hey, maybe that's what we were talking about this whole time.
That sweet hieroglyphic grilled cheese recipe that they found that shows you just how to do it right.
What would you guys be buried with?
The guys that invented...
What would you be buried with? That's what we want to know.
Yeah,
I think.
What would you be buried with? I think it's a very important... And it's a very important question.
And it is Pharaoh rules.
We're all Pharaoh rules
this
here.
This is Pharaoh rules.
Yeah.
Pharaohs are not Mongolian. We don't care.
No.
This is Pharaoh rules.
Pharaoh rules. I think maybe we should have a limit, though, so you can't do a whole Earth. I think whole Earth was a little ambitious.
Yeah, sure. Plus, been there, done that, guys.
Yeah.
But
what three things would you be buried
what
with?
What three Pharaoh nouns? Rules. Remember nouns. Person, places, things.
Yeah.
Feelings.
I don't want to be married with an adjective. That would be awful.
You can let us know. You can hashtag those.
Pharaoh rules.
Pharaoh rules, obviously.
Yeah.
And hey, do us a favor. Maybe you've done this before. Maybe you have not. Maybe you haven't done it in a while. We would really appreciate it if you'd head to wherever you listen to the show, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, etc., and just like leave a 5-star rating for the show.
Yeah, the 5-star rating actually helps because that's how people find the show. It bubbles it to the top, really. But they're going to ask you to write a review, and you really don't have to do that.
No, that's Pharaoh rules. Pharaoh would never write a review.
Pharaoh wouldn't do that.
So instead, I want you to write three paragraphs about what you think Mongolia was like.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Also, anybody that writes a review is going to be buried with us because we love you.
Yeah, I mean, if you immediately get added.
We love you.
And we want to drain you of all your fluids. In a sexy way.